The most valuable gift you have to offer the people in your life is yourself. And if you don't know what that is made up of, you keep selling yourself short.
Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started.
Hi there. You are going to love this. In today's episode, we are digging deep into learning more about this beautiful, amazing, interesting, necessary human being called you. But before we dive in, let's quickly check in with you. What's something new you've discovered about yourself recently? What's something you caught yourself doing lately that you didn't even realize was a thing? Write it down. Take notes. Make it a thing because you are such a big deal. You know, no matter what skills you have, no matter what you sell, whether on a large scale, on a small scale, on a one-on-one scale, whatever, the most valuable gift you have to offer the people in your life, your clients, your friends, your listeners, your readers, is yourself. And if you don't know what that is made up of, you keep selling yourself short. When I say the most valuable gift is you, I don't mean that you're going to have to break your back for people, work around the clock, sweat all the time. I'm saying that whatever you create, whatever you do, whatever you offer is going to carry your DNA, is going to carry your imprint, is going to carry your features. And you have to be intentional about that because it will happen whether you're aware it's happening or not. Understanding yourself, learning more about yourself, discovering yourself, growing in self-awareness is so important that if you skip this step, if you overlook it, then you're going to be making blind moves or setting yourself up for failure. We don't want that. Cornell University researched a group of CEOs and leaders some years ago, and guess what they found out was the biggest predictor of success? Can you guess? It wasn't leadership. It wasn't strategy. It wasn't long-term planning. It wasn't the ability to understand data. It wasn't even technological prowess. It was self-awareness. Research shows that self-awareness is directly proportional to a successful career. Self-awareness is directly proportional to a successful business. Self-awareness is directly proportional to your ability to build a strong and successful personal brand. So if you want more profits, more productivity in your life, then you need to pay attention to this. And many of us agree, actually. When you think about the people that you've paid the most attention or the people that you've paid the most money, you realize that their authenticity drew you in. But the question is, how do we make authenticity happen? And anybody will quickly tell you it is by being yourself. But how can you be something that you don't know? Be yourself is such great advice until you discover that you don't know even how to do that or what it looks like. So while everyone says self-awareness is a crucial skill, the question is, what exactly is it? And how do you build it? Well, that's what this episode is about. So welcome. And today, I want to just quickly give you some pointers to learning more about yourself. It's a direct, actionable conversation. So grab your pen and your notes. If you don't have one nearby, go grab it and come back. Here are some pointers into who you are, some things to help you learn more about yourself and to grow in your understanding of this person called you. How do you investigate? How do you become more self-aware? How do you become more attuned to your own authentic self? First, investigate your personality traits. Have you ever done a personality test? Okay, you have. When last did you do one? Now, personality tests don't define our destiny in life. You have to understand it. Sometimes they're not even 100% correct, but they give you perspective. They give you context. They give you a way to understand behaviors, not just why you do what you do, but also why other people are different from you and how to thrive with them. That's another interesting thing about self-awareness. The more you understand what makes you different, you appreciate what makes other people different as well. And it colors your expectations of others and your ability to thrive in teams. So worth it. So personality traits. What are traits that you naturally have? What this means is, how do you naturally tend to behave in social situations? How do you tend to behave in several contexts? Personality tests will reveal this. And while there are several, you don't need to go crazy trying all the tests in the world. Just think about tests that help with uncovering context around personality traits, tests that help with discovering your strengths, and tests that help with showcasing where you shine. That's what you need to really know. What am I naturally good at? Where do I naturally thrive? And how do I behave or tend to behave in several situations? There are going to be pros and there are going to be cons. The idea is to understand where you stand out and to be able to understand what we call like the weaknesses or the downsides to the good sides of you. Once you know it, you can overcome it. You can manage it properly, but you must know it. Another thing to investigate is your principles. And in case you've not noticed, I'm going all the way with peas today. So what are your principles as a person? Even as a business, what are your core values? What are some of your most important values? And in case values are now such a buzzword that it's not painting a picture in your mind, I mean, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you stand against? It's a lack of self-awareness that creates this situation where people are more known for what they are against than what they are for, because they don't even realize what is happening. They're just ranting all over the place. But when you know what you believe in, then even your content becomes a vehicle for your values. And that's how it's supposed to be. So what are your principles as a person? What are your most important values? What are the things that have priority in your life? So you see people just say, oh, my most important value is family. And nothing about their calendar shows that that is true. Nothing about their bank statements shows that that is true. They're just saying it because they heard other people say it. How about you get honest? What do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you stand against? What are the most important beliefs that you hold dear? What are the most important values that you hold dear? And who are the most important people that you hold dear? The third thing you want to investigate, your passions. I don't know if you realize this, but you and I, we're not necessarily passionate about the same thing. I mean, you've definitely got that one friend who is always shouting about climate change and, you know, what's about to happen if we don't take action. By the way, it affects all of us. We're all concerned. I'm just saying not to the same degree, because in your mind, you're saying, yeah, that's a real problem. But what are we going to do about the amount of children who are not in school? What are we going to do about the period poverty that girls are experiencing around the world? What are we going to do about, you know, animals that have been displaced from their natural habitats? People just have different things that they're passionate about, different things that they're interested in, different industries and topics that make them tick. So the question is, what are yours? What are the things you're passionate about? Those are pointers. You didn't make yourself that way. It's a pointer to what is important to you. It's a pointer to what you do best. It's a pointer to what you should be committed to. What are your passions? What are your interests? What are your hobbies? What are the things that frustrate you, but other people seem to live just fine with? What are the things that make you tick? What are the things that just make you wonder why nobody else is doing anything? You know, investigate that. And then the next P on the block is your professional expertise. You want to know more about yourself? find out your professional expertise. Find out what it is that you know. And I put it this way, professional expertise, because there's a difference between something that you think you're good at and something that you've actually created results in. So where have you gotten results in your life? And there are three E's to help you look into this. What's your experience like? By experience, I mean across your career, across your businesses, what have you done? What's your education like? What have you learned? And what's your exposure like? What have you seen? By the time you combine this, you realize that even if we're doing the same thing in the same industry, our professional expertise just differs from person to person because of our level of experience, education, and exposure. That combination is distinct from person to person. What skills have you acquired throughout this career, throughout your life? What training, what credentials, what certifications, what awards have you received? All of these fall under your professional expertise. You see, by the time you begin to make a list of all these things, you're going to realize that you're so different from the person next to you. And in some extreme cases, you're going to realize that there is no basis for comparing. And that's a good thing because you're looking at somebody else and you're saying, you know what? You go. You just go. Keep going because you are not me. I'm not you. We are so different. We want different things. We're in different seasons of life and we've come through different journeys. And that's just such a beautiful thing. And I'm sure you saw this one coming. The next thing is your purpose. There are different ways that we think about purpose, but I'm just going to leave you with the question, what do you believe to be the reason why you're here? This is the invisible force that drives everything you do and how you do everything. Because at the end of the day, whatever you believe is the reason why you are here on this earth is going to be responsible for the actions you take, the things you commit to, the things you invest in, the way that you spend your time. And I just want to make sure that you're doing it intentionally. So take the time to settle in and write, what do I believe to be the reason why I'm here, why I was born, why I am on this earth, living in this time right now? Looking through your personality traits, your principles, your passions, your professional expertise, and your purpose, you're going to begin to have a framework for thinking about this person called you. You're going to realize that other people can lie to you about what they think, but you cannot afford to lie to your own self. And like I often say, you cannot deny or discard who you are, but you can embrace it. If you don't embrace who you are, what makes you different, you merely add to the noise rather than occupy your own unique space in the universe. We don't want that. So now that you know yourself some more, how are you going to show up differently? How are you going to infuse this in the things you do? How are you going to think about your work, your contribution, your presence? Now that you know yourself some more, are you going to still be copying and pasting what other people are doing? Are you still going to be trying so hard to do it like her or do it like him or say it like her or say it like him? There's no benefit to that. Now that you know yourself some more, now that you have discovered yourself, please go ahead and do it on purpose. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.